Today we're exploring the human gut, what really goes on down there, and what defines a healthy human waste. While this may sound like a bit of a taboo topic or one you maybe wouldn't bring up at the dinner table, it's the focus of a unique exhibition at Bankstown Art Centre. Gutwaters brings together art and science to explore everything from digestion wastewater systems and even human poop transplants. The exhibition is based on the ongoing research of Dr. Vanessa Barlett, who joins me now on 2SER. Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. Can you tell us a little bit about Gutwaters? What is it all about? What does this exhibition look like?
Yeah, sure. So Gutwaters explores the art and science of gut health. So we're looking at the health of the gut through the arts. And I've become particularly interested in this idea of how the gut, as it kind of moves through us, connects the world inside our bodies to the world outside of our bodies. So historically, we've always thought about the gut as like a space, I think a little bit of like mystery, like we talk about our gut feelings and intuition, and the sort of the gut was historically used, animal entrails were used for divination historically. So we have this idea that the gut is a site of kind of magic and mystery. But then we have the emerging science of the gut microbiome, which is beginning to show that we have a community of millions of microbes inside of our gut that are shaped and changed by the food we consume and the water that we drink. So we have this idea that the gut kind of adapts and changes in response to the world around us. And that's one of the key ideas that Gutwaters explores.
And you're the lead curator in this exhibition. How has your research shaped the exhibition itself?
Yeah, so I've had gut health issues on and off for about 20 years. And during that time, I've spoken to a lot of clinicians and a lot of people with lived experience. And I know firsthand that it can be really difficult to struggle with your guts. Like, there's a lot of stigma and shame. Like, if you need to... If you need to go to the bathroom because you're struggling with your gut, it's really hard to explain that and explore it with people. Yeah. So often this stuff happens to people in secret and they're not talking about it, and there's a lot of taboo and stigma. So I really wanted to curate this exhibition to try and break some of those stigmas down, I think, and give people a more interesting and creative and exciting way to talk about their gut and their lived experiences. So that's really where the research is coming from.
And visitors are invited to explore emerging science of the gut microbiome alongside traditional approaches to gut health. What else can people expect from the exhibition?
So when you walk into the exhibition, the first thing that you'll see in front of you is this beautiful kombucha fountain that has been crafted by a Melbourne-based artist called Eugenia Lim. She worked in collaboration with Johnny Tiwa, who is a plumber based in Sydney's Inner West. And they have salvaged some copper piping from plumbing jobs in the Inner West of Sydney and built this beautiful kombucha fountain. So as you walk in, you see, you kind of hear, the rushing kind of sound of this fountain and the flow of the kombucha, and you can also smell it as well. The fountain has within it, the kombucha is brewed from river water taken from the Ducks, Cook and Georges River. So the work is really exploring how we can think about connections of kind of microbial communities in our local rivers and waterways and how they might affect the health of our gut. So that's one of the new commissions. Another thing that you see when you walk in on your right-hand side is a collection of small sculptural objects, so little silver pieces of metal. And as you walk up to them, you realize that they're actually a full lunar cycle of the artist's poos that have been chrome-plated. So Helen Piner, who is a Sydney-based artist who explores connections between art and science, wanted to explore connections between, again, this idea of the cycles around us in the world around us and our internal cycles. So these chrome-plated poos are arranged in a circle to kind of refer to that idea of the cycle. And there's one chrome-plated poo that you can pick up. And it's kind of, you know, it's beautiful, shiny, reflective surface. You can see your own reflection in it. And it gives you the opportunity to reflect on human waste and on poo differently. And like I said, maybe sort of rethink some of the stigmatized attitudes that we have towards poo.
Yeah, it all sounds very interesting. And as you have mentioned, there's a Melbourne-based artist, there's a Sydney-based artist. What are the Australian and the two international artists? Who are they and what drew you to their work for this project in particular?
Yeah, that's a great question. So each of the six artists in this exhibition are fantastic and I feel very privileged to have worked with all of them. We have a US-based artist called Kathy High, who I've been working with for a number of years. Kathy has lived experience of Crohn's disease, and she became really interested in this idea of fecal microbial transplantation as a possible remedy, I suppose, for Crohn's. And so she has this fantastic project where she proposed a poo exchange with the pop star David Bowie, because she was really fascinated by this idea that she might be able to come a bit more like David Bowie if she took on some of his microbiome, some of his microbial community. So we're really privileged to have Kathy in the exhibition. We also have Daphne Maimon, whose work, Indigestibles, takes people on this really kind of beautiful reflective meditation process to help them explore and attune to their own gut. So you come into the installation, you sit on a yoga ball, and you watch this video of this person taking you through this meditation that's designed to get you kind of connecting with and being more aware of your gut.
And the exhibition debuted as a part of the recent Bankstown Arts Centre Open Day alongside Bankstown Bites Food Festival, which is quite the juxtaposition, really. Is that something that you deliberately leaned into?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel really privileged to have worked on this exhibition in Bankstown just because it's such a melting pot of multiple cultures. And that's also reflected in its vibrant food culture and in the Bankstown Bites Festival. Again, I guess we were sort of leaning into this idea that it's hard to talk about your gut and it's hard to talk about what happens after you eat. So, yeah, we wanted to play with and explore this idea of like, okay, we're celebrating food and that's wonderful. How do we then kind of connect that to what happens afterwards and the full kind of digestion process and what happens when the food kind of works its way through our bodies? So I guess we see ourselves as bringing a bit of a provocation or playfulness to that theme of exploring food within the festival, but also carrying a serious message as well. So it's not just about frivolity, but it's got those, I guess, more hopefully useful kind of messages about gut health and useful opportunities to talk about gut health.
Yeah, and definitely break down a little bit of that discomfort, sort of, I don't know, break down those barriers of the somewhat uncomfortable conversation, but make it more comfortable. How can people access this event? Where do people find their tickets?
Yeah, sure. So if you go onto the Bankstown Art Centre website, it's free to get in and it's on until the 6th of September. We also have a really exciting programme of public events that are taking place on Saturdays during the exhibition. I particularly wanted to highlight an event that's happening on the 30th of August, which is already very popular. We have Dr. Jerry Joe from Western Sydney University and Dr. Fatima El Assad from UNSW, alongside Helen Tyner, the artist who made the chrome-plated poos. And we're having a conversation about gut health as it sort of is explored in the exhibition, and we'll be talking about the microbiome and what people can do to support the health of their microbiome. So if you go onto the Bankstown Arts Centre website, you can find tickets for that there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Vanessa. I've really appreciated all your knowledge and your research and even hearing about the exhibition itself. If you're interested in checking out this event, head to www.bankstownartcentre.com.au. Gut Waters is running until the 6th of September. Vanessa, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.